When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another fabulous show in store for you today. I've got a wonderful guest who I'm excited to introduce to you, and I will bring her on in just a moment. And if anyone missed last week's show with Mark Monchak, whose wonderful conversation we had around collaboration and opportunity in today's environment and doing things from a social conscious point of view with business. So I highly recommend you check out last week's show as well. And you can, of course, find it on all of the podcasting apps, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, Amazon, all over the place, and check it out. So let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off. Let's see what the universe has in store for us today. Just put yourself ahead in time. Pretend that it's next month already, and imagine that the past 4 weeks just totally rocked. Every hope you now possess for the coming weeks had manifested. Every challenge was breezed through. Every cool person stayed cool. Every trickster became an ally. There were happy surprises along the way, and you got plenty of sleep. This is how we roll. Kung Fu, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. This week, reminding us that when we put ourselves in our visualization, in our imagination, in our minds, when we put ourselves ahead in the future and really visualize all the juicy details, not just what we've manifested, but how did it come about? You know, how much fun did we have? How did things turn around and work in our favor? How did life step up for us? That we actually are in this process of lining up our energy, our physiology, our attitude. We're lining up everything with what it is we really want to create in life. And conversely, if we're worrying, and as Einstein says, worry is a misuse of imagination. If we're picturing things going wrong, if we're worried about, oh my God, what if this happens? What if that happens? Then we're lining up our energy with that. And that's not really what we want to do. That's not what we want to create in our lives. So one of the most powerful techniques is when we're sitting down to to imagine ourselves in the future. And it actually doesn't matter whether it's tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade. The more we take the time to sort of pre-imagine how it's going to go, to just allow ourselves to be present to what we want to happen. How do we want to feel? And I always like to leave things open, and it's like this or something better. As we line ourselves up, as we center ourselves, and we sort of very clear, like, this is really what I'd like to see. Now, doesn't mean things are necessarily going to happen exactly the way we desire them to, because sometimes life has a very different plan for us, and sometimes we can't always see how different challenges and how different things will actually serve us. So we don't want to be too attached to it. However, the more we line up to it, we're sending ourselves this unconscious signal that this is what we want, that this is what we're leaning into, that what we're imagining is really the world we want to see created around us. And there is so much power in that. So it's something that I know the universe likes to remind us of quite a bit. And I love the fact that we can imagine getting all this amazing stuff done and we're well rested. We're feeling good in our bodies. We've had time to connect with friends and family, and everything and more has been made manifest around us. So, I love that quote. Hope you like that quote. It's a goodie. It's a juicy one. All right. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us. Okay. When you find yourself critical of the way anyone has attracted or is using money, you are pushing money away from yourself. But when you realize that what others do with money has nothing to do with you, then you will be in alignment not only with the subject of money, but about the very important subject, about every important subject in your physical experience. Abraham. So this is another juicy one, and it's not really about money. It's just money is such a charged subject, and money triggers us like almost nothing else in our life. You know what they say? It's like sex, power, and money. Like those are the three biggest things in life. And we have a tendency that when we see somebody else doing something, whether it's with money or power or their health or with whatever, we take it personal. And we're like, oh my God, they shouldn't do that. This is wrong. This is awful. Oh my God. And then we get ourselves in this negative kind of spiral that really doesn't serve us. What we're actually doing is we're saying to life in the universe that, oh, if other people are using this stuff for not good things, then it's not good, and I shouldn't have it either. You may say, Sam, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Of course I want it. Yes. And when we allow other people to taint our attitude and our energy towards any subject, then we actually are creating resistance between us and whatever that subject is. And the truth is, we all want more resources. We all want greater health. We all want more love in our lives. We all want, you know, we want all of these things. And it does not matter what anybody else does around these subjects. It only matters what we're really aligning to. And if anything, we can use that contrast to help us to become more in alignment with what we want. In other words, when we see somebody misusing some aspect of life, that can serve as a reminder to us of like, oh, that's interesting. That more clearly helps me to define what it is that I really want in life, not what I don't want. And so the more we focus on what we want, the more we focus on, you know, the physicality we want in our life, the resources we want to have, the people, the community, the physical stamina, the more we focus on what it is that we want and only use the contrast we see around us as a way of further defining it for ourselves, the more it will serve us. The more we can line up for it, the more we will bring it into our life. And when we allow other people to pull our attention away from that, to cause us to focus and judge not them or to judge them and to judge what they're doing and to judge the thing they're doing it around, the more we're just allowing ourselves to get pulled out of what we really know is true for ourselves. So, two interesting reminders of how important it is to line ourselves up with what we want and not what we don't want. And that when something shows up in our life that is not what we want to see, let's use it as an opportunity to more clearly define what it is that we do want in our life. All right? Awesome. So I hope you enjoyed our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I certainly did. I love them. And actually, I think they're rather apropos for our guest today. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you Tammy Wise. Tammy is a widely respected mind-body fitness expert. She's the owner of Body Logos, Inc. and the author of The Art of Strength: Sculpt the Body, Train the Mind. And she's also the creator of the Body Logos app. She's a former Broadway dancer turned Tao minister, and she was voted the best of fitness by Time Out New York twice. Ooh, you know, you see, I don't have slouches on here. You know, people need to be good to be a guest on the Conscious Consultant Hour. And she has appeared on Martha Stewart's Whole Living Magazine, New York Magazine, Natural Health, Shape, Thrive Global, and more. She's a Transformational Authors Contest winner. Ooh, I got to ask you about that. How do you get to be a Transformational Authors Contest winner? I got to find out about that contest. And regular contributor to Medium. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Tammy.
Hello, Sam. Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Ah, wonderful to have you here. It's very interesting to kind of have you on the show because I tend not to really bring on health practitioners onto my show that much, because I like to more focus on sort of consciousness, spirituality, awareness. However, I decided to bring you on, and I'm working on getting a health show on the network. And when I get a health show on the network, all these like millions of people who are like health practitioners who want to come on the network, I'm going to refer to that show, and I'm working on it. There's going to be somebody coming on soon. But I wanted to have you come on because you take a kind of a different tact. I would say a tact towards health and fitness that's more than just about what kind of exercise you're doing.
That's right. I look at the body as the storyteller of your life. So where you carry tension in your body is where you have unresolved life story issues. Where you feel strong, aligned, and coordinated is where you have resolved your story. So really tracking your tension while strength training is really helpful to transform that tension into strength.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. I really want to kind of dig into your background a bit because it's just kind of interesting how you go from a Broadway dancer to Tao minister to a fitness expert. But we need to take a break. So let's do that when we come back. And everybody who's listening, please stay tuned. This is going to be a great conversation. And anyone on the Facebook Live, if you have questions around any of the things we talk about, whether it's fitness or the Tao aspect of it, please post your comments onto the Facebook Live video. And You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, on Facebook Live, on a bunch of different apps and websites. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Inning. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Tammy Wise, author of the book, The Art of Strength, Sculpt the Body, Train the Mind, and the creator of the Body Logos app. So Tammy, you started off in theater, huh? What attracted you? What got you to really say like, oh, I really want to like be a dancer? Like that's something that really speaks to me.
It really had nothing to do with dance.
Oh.
When I was 10, I had 3 years of regular sexual abuse. And in those moments, I would disassociate from what was happening into a place where I felt my energy body stretched between earth and sky in a way that felt precisely aligned. And I felt safe. I felt important. I felt relevant. It was wonderful. But I would then ping pong back into my body where I was a tense ball of fear and worry. And I wanted to be able to have that in my real life.
Yeah.
Right? So right. At the age of 10, I started taking ballet classes to learn how to stretch between earth and sky.
Okay.
And then I got really good at it. And so fresh out of high school, I ended up on the Broadway stage in A Chorus Line. did the bus and truck tour first, and then here in New York City. And I had a career dancing till about 35.
Wow.
And I taught fitness in between dance jobs. So that's my connection to fitness that sort of has woven through everything that I've done from being on the Broadway stage and having, you know, touring all over the place, all over the country, right. Not just America, but to the East, to the Far East. I was there a lot. So I had a lot of interaction with the Eastern philosophies
by spending some years
over in the East.
And then, so that's what kind of brought you to Taoism?
Yeah, well, you know, early on in my dance career, when I was on the road, I saw a woman who wasn't as happy as me. I just thought life was great. So why didn't she think life was great? She was a dancer dancing on stage with me. Why wasn't it great for her? And she was a little older, substantially older. And she was on the road being pulled away from her husband, pulled away from her family, pulled away from home. And for me, it was fine. In fact, it was a blessing at first, right? So I made a promise to myself at that time. When I start looking like that, it's time to leave show business. That was what went through my head. And, you know, in my early mid-30s, I started to get it that she was, you know, we're always starting over as a dancer, as a performer, not as an artist, but as a performer, you're always back to the auditions and the same old, you know, and it is tiresome. It does get grueling. Yeah. And you get a lot of rejections, and so you have to be pretty sturdy, and it can sort of get to you after a while. I could totally see finally where she was coming from.
So I
went to Amory Colbin's cooking school because I thought, because my interests were energy, I thought, well, energy is based in the food we eat, right? So why don't I start there? And I took a class in Chinese herbology and met this man who owned the school, the classical school of Taoist herbology. And I immediately transferred. I just went, this is the ticket. This is high energy, low bulk food. But then it introduced me to all the various Tao healing arts. But mostly it introduced me to the language of Tao, the theory of yin and yang, the five element theory, were a microcosm of the macrocosm. I started to go, this is how I'm in my body to stretch between earth and sky. This is the language. The language of dance did not get me there. The language of Tao got me there. So then instead of going towards food and herbs and nutrition, I came back to the body and created my method, the body logos method, which means the body's divine wisdom, because now I had a language. And now I also saw that I wasn't alone in the world. Like, I had all these other Taoists who were thinking like me. And in my dance training, I didn't have the best early on dance training. It was a lot of tension based, like in ballet, like, squeeze your butt as hard as you can so you're so sore you can't sit down, that kind of thing. And I kept thinking, this just can't be right. I don't think so. So I would try to figure out ways to create what the look she wanted using surrender and alignment instead of tension. And the technique I came up with in my own head that I just used for me is the body logos technique. But now I've brought it into a strength training platform where so many more people can utilize it and gain from it.
Right, right. So I'm curious about how you kind of got from the dance and the physical fitness to using the language of the Taoism, but to get you to that feeling of that connection from the physical to the spiritual. Because it sounds like to me that since you were a little girl, it was always sort of looking to find that connection so that you could have both the I would say both the feeling that freedom and that connection of spirit, but still being here in the physical world, which is kind of a unique trait, because many, many people I've met over my years in spiritual practices who get very into spirituality, they're trying to almost escape the physicality. They're trying to move past it and beyond it, whereas you're trying to take these energies and it sounds like ground them here in the physical.
Yeah, well, if you look at the theory that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm of the universe, right, we are a mini universe. And our center of gravity is what they call in Eastern healing arts or martial arts, your Dantian. And it's exactly three fingers below your belly button, three of your fingers, and right in the middle of the body between front and back planes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is your personal sun. Mm-hmm. Everything, every movement, everything you do emanates from that center of gravity, mm-hmm. just like the planets orbiting around the sun. Mm-hmm. So in posture, from that center of gravity, you both ground and mm-hmm. elevate. Mm-hmm. So you're never escaping. You're always just expanding like the constantly expanding universe. Mm.
You've mentioned posture, and I know, especially for a dancer, posture is very important. I mean, when I freely admit I have lousy posture. And when I meet somebody who, even if they weren't a professional dancer, but has just some kind of background in dance, they always have such good posture. I'm always so jealous. I'm like, oh, wow, like they're so good. What is the importance to posture? Why is posture so important?
Okay. So your body is made up of all sorts of things, but to a great degree, soft tissues. So like your mm-hmm. muscles, your organs, your sinews, these are all soft tissues. Mm-hmm. When life happens, whether you experience something that's traumatic or you just experience disappointment, mm-hmm. if it's left unresolved, mm-hmm. it's held in your tissues. The emotion of it is held mm-hmm. in your soft tissues. Mm-hmm. So your brain remembers the details, but your body remembers the feeling. Mm. So anytime something in life happens that has that feeling, it triggers that place in the body. And then it's like tenfold, because you have what's happening right now, in addition to all the story that you didn't resolve around that same feeling coming up in your face. And and we tend to call it, I got triggered.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Sometimes we don't even remember it consciously, right? It's stored in the body and we don't even remember it. And then we're wondering why I don't feel so good right now.
Exactly. But that's why posture is so important, because it becomes your teller. It's the storyteller. So when I work with someone, they may not be aware that their chin is way out here, right, or they may not be aware that they've or to the degree in which they do it. But when I come in and I start creating change, they start not only feeling the physical change, but all sorts of emotion starts to open up too. Mm. And let me just say at this juncture that there is a difference between the perfect posture of a soldier that may have the same central plumb line, but it's riddled with tension.
Right.
And having that alignment in a way that what I call neutral attention. Mm. And that neutral alignment brings about neutral attention. So that you have a neutral attention is, I guess, more understood as a free attention or a wider bandwidth, where things don't have to go exactly like you envisioned it. And you can still be okay because you're self-aligned. Mm-hmm. You're not dependent on something being exactly as you imagined it, like you spoke of earlier in the program. It's like, yes, you have a direction you want your life to go, but the way that unfolds may not be exactly like you envisioned it, because you can't even possibly know the variables that are possible, right?
Right.
So it's letting there be flow, not rigidness, like in a soldier's posture.
Right. So it's kind of almost, being relaxed in a place of strength or in a place of alignment.
That's exactly right. I call my online program the Relaxed Strength Challenge. It's exactly that, relaxed and strong.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, it's time for us to take another break, but when we come back, I'd like to kind of get into what is the Body Logos Method. I also just want to know like how you came up with the name, because it's definitely, for me, is a very interesting name. And then maybe we'll talk a bit about your book, The Art of Strength, because it's you call it an art, not the practice or not the exercise of strength. It's the art of strength. And so I'd like to get into those two topics when we come back. Okay. Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Tammy Wise, author of the book, The Art of Strength, as well as the creator of the Body Logos Method and app. And let's get into it. Why the name Body Logos?
Because it means the body's divine wisdom. And we're training for both inner and outer strength. So what's defined is our inner body, right? Our inner energy body versus our physicality body. But we can do it at the same time.
Right. It sounds very martial arts-ish, you know, very, very kind of kung fu, karate type of an idea. How did you kind of come to combine the two?
Well, You know, as I said earlier, I started dance classes to find that alignment. Mm-hmm. And then fitness became my survival job between dance jobs.
Right, as all so good New Yorkers in the theater industry.
So I just applied it to strength training. And it just evolved to the point where I started actually teaching Body Logos classes in the fitness studios in New York City. Nice. And because it really is its own technique. It's not, it might look like a body sculpting class, but it sounds like a meditation class. Mm. So it's an active meditation experience.
Right. So if you could kind of paint a picture for us in a way, because I'm still trying to like visualize it in mind. Like, what is it like to be in one of your classes? Does it kind of look like a yoga class? Am I doing calisthenics? I mean, how, just in a very general sense,
it's going to look like strength training. Yeah, it's going to look like strength training. And we talked a bit about how I utilize the power of posture in the method. But the other thing that I focus on is delight. Mm. Typically, fitness is competitive and it's comparing yourself, it's chastising yourself, and then you repeat. Mm. And right. With Body Logos, you are connecting with yourself, challenging yourself, and celebrating. And repeat. It doesn't have that same quality of stronger, harder, better. It's really about my definition of strength is to be able to connect to a resistance, create a positive change without compromising yourself. And when you compromise your bones' alignment with gravity, you are compromising yourself. You are no longer plugged in to a source energy. You are now a resource on your own, using up your energy.
So it sounds it sounds like, as you were saying before, you're using sort of this mindfulness or this awareness that, again, is very common in sort of martial arts, that we're more than just a physical body, yet we can use the energy of spirit, let's just say, to strengthen us in a very physical way.
We can use the energy of the body. Here's an example. So say you're doing a bicep curl, right? So you're just contracting here.
Right.
If you lengthen your tricep, if you put just as much attention on what's letting go to allow that motion to happen, now you're surrendering tension as you are creating muscle and contracting. And if they're opposite and equal, one is driving the other and it's in constant flow. The difference between tension and strength, they're on the same continuum. They're both energy. Right. But tension is energy that's static and strength is energy that's in flow. So the whole idea is to not grip, but to flow, to keep it moving. And if there's tension, like just held chronic tension somewhere, it's hard for the flow to get past that place. It limits your strength. So if you force strength in a muscle, when you're bumping into that tension, trying to go heavier, heavier, faster, faster is only going to increase the tension. Now you're building tension, not strength. And in our modern world, we don't really understand the difference between tension and strength to a great degree. Yeah. We don't recognize the difference. And in the art of strength, we do.
So I imagine body work, like massage and stuff, is also very important to you because it's also a way of releasing that tension in the body.
Yep, exactly. So yes, this is a massage table right behind me in my office, right? So I do body work as well. Because sometimes for you to stand in your strength, you need to work on releasing what's blocking it. You know, gym memberships are sold by telling you strength is something out there in front of you that you have to chase, right? I don't believe it, not for a minute. I believe strength is something you already have that you have to unveil. That tension keeps it hostage.
So
as you unveil it, then you can stand in it.
So kind of like the Michelangelo method, where you're sort of chipping away at the extra marble to reveal what's underneath, as opposed to somebody who's creating something out of nothing in a way.
Exactly. Exactly. I actually use his painting of the man in the circle in my book. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm curious, why did you title your book The Art of Strength?
Because to be an artist is to be passionate about your unique gift, and coupled with the desire to create it, to promote emotion, right? Art promotes emotion, so that you start to reflect, the viewer starts to reflect within themselves. So the art of strength does both that. The body is your canvas. Mm-hmm. And your passion is about self-aligning. One of the a large aspect of the art of strength is the discipline of delight. I really look at delight as a discipline, because it's very easy for us to shun it to duty and responsibility, and that it's just not that important, that important. But I beg to differ. I think that through what you delight in, you are guided towards your greatest gifts and your greatest good. That's how spirit speaks through you. And so to align with it is a spiritual thing. There's nothing more important than doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of sounds like there's a very meditative quality to the whole thing, kind of integrated into it. How do you bring sort of a meditative aspect into doing something that's so physical?
Well, it wouldn't be any different than bringing good posture to your desk. It's sort of a 20-80 rule, depending on what you're doing, but let's just play with that for simplification, right? 20% focus on your posture, 80% focus on your task. Now, when you're working the Body Logos method, because there's all like the theory of yin and yang that I described, where we carry different emotions in the body, which creates the contemplation for a meditative setup. But let's just say you're at your computer working. You can set yourself up in this precise alignment, stretch between earth and sky, get yourself set, and then you begin your work. 20% of your mind stays on you and your alignment with gravity. 80% stays on your task. And there are certain tricks about posture at the computer that can really, really help you sustain it. It's a 20-80 rule, essentially.
Gotcha. I'm wondering, are there some, like you say, some simple things that maybe we can share with our audience? We just have a couple minutes before break, but just a simple thing to share with our audience to help them to be more mindful of posture while focusing 80% on their task.
Yeah, we could do what I call a 3-breath reset, which helps you align on your feet, sitting down, wherever you are. It's not job specific. So that would be a nice way to bring people in. So if for your viewers and yourself, if you're sitting, you're going to sit with your feet close enough to the chair that your weight's on the ball of your feet, not your heels. And you're going to sit tall. Don't use the back of your chair. Sit up nice and tall and think of your crown going to the ceiling and your hips heavy. And place your hands on your low tummy below your belly button. And just take a nice deep breath into your hands. And as you exhale, let that weight drop through the middle of your pelvic floor and down through the balls of your feet. And let yourself take up space. Let yourself trust that the earth is holding you up. You do not need to hold yourself up again. And then take another breath into your hands. And as you exhale, I want you to let that breath elevate from your center of gravity through your heart center and through your crown to the sky. And let it elongate your spine like a yawn. It's not an effort. It's a release. It's an opening. On your third breath, breathe into your hands. And both ground and elevate at once. And feel a sense of your own center, where you split between earth and sky. And let your body accordion out energetically until you feel like a witness of yourself.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a great practice. I'm going to have to listen back to this afterwards so I remember to keep this one inside.
It's so quick, right? It's so quick and so easy. And it's a setup for anything that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. Time for us to take our last break of the show. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what you're working on now, the Body Logos app, and we'll let people know how to get in touch with you. Okay. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we've been speaking with mind, body, fitness expert, Tammy Wise, and we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Tammy Wise, creator of the Body Logos app and method and author of The Art of Strength. And I just see on the Facebook Live a couple of our loyal listeners chiming in. Patty, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. And Sanaya says, nice analogy. Creating what we want reflects our artist's lifestyle. That makes this understandable and possible. Nice. So I see in just the little gift that you gave us last segment, breath was a very important part of doing that exercise. Why is breath so important?
Well, remember I said that tension is static and strength is in flow. Well, the breath is what creates flow in the body. Mm. You can almost think of it as the person knocking on the door. It knocks against that tension until it breaks down in from a boulder to rocks, to pebbles, to sand, till it dissipates. You know, that breath is what's needed to create flow in the body.
Nice. And so you, besides like working one-on-one, you've created this app now. Tell us a little bit about the app. Why did you create it? And, you know, why is it something that people should be interested in?
Well, ultimately, I would like Body Logos to live longer than me. And so I would like to ultimately build a teacher training program where I can have lots of me's out there sharing this work. And so the app will be set up in levels. Right now, it's there's a relaxed strength challenge that's on the app. And I think of it for this might be considered the first level for the teacher training program, but it's for anybody to begin learning what this is. So I kind of think of it as a practice app. It's what you come into to practice what I'm teaching. And the Relaxed Strength Challenge helps you understand how to break your habitual patterns in relationship to fitness and wellness and transform it into a new one that is far more self-aligning instead of other comparing, right? Like I talked about with fitness earlier.
Right. Beautiful. I was just putting the link to your Body Logos website into the Facebook Live so people can see it. If they want to find the app, they just go to the app stores on Apple and Google and search
app
for it?
App Store or Google Play, and they just put in Body Logos. So that's BODYLOGOS. Mm-hmm. And they should be able to find it that way. The other way they can go about it is to when they go to my site, there is a page, an app page that will describe everything that's going on. And you can click through on that to get to having a conversation with me about coming into the Relaxed Strength Challenge and, you know, and talk about whether it's the right thing for them or what their situation is in fitness and wellness and if it's right.
Wonderful. And so how could people get in touch with you? How would they...
Well, there's that way. You can go through the app page on my site. There's a contact page there as well. And on the homepage, when you first arrive, the first thing you're going to see is a free gift where you can have access to a 8-minute video on how to surrender tension in 8 minutes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice.
And it's one of the videos that's part of my book. So The Art of Strength is a book 3D video learning system. So there's 15 videos that come with the book. So the How to Surrender Tension in 8 minutes is one of the videos from the book. So you'll get a little sneak preview.
I was going to say, that looks like a pretty thick book. It looks like you get exercise just lifting the book up.
Over 400 pages.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a manual. Kirkus Review gave it a fantastic review, and they called it a manual, and it for sure is. If you're curious about the mind-body connection, I mean, I think most people believe that there is a mind-body connection, but I would also say that most people don't really get what it is.
Right.
Like, how would you define that, right? So this is really going to help you understand what the mind-body connection actually is, how you can work with it. It's really the Bible of the Body Logos method.
Nice. Yeah, that looks like a real serious book and something you can really dig into. So I'm curious, Tammy, with all of this that you've learned and everything that you do, besides, you know, the Body Logos as a practice per se, how has all of what you've discovered and learned and taught, how has it really shifted your life? Or like, how does it show up in your life in other ways?
Well, you know, whenever you're scared of anything, if you can step into this alignment, you feel like you're channeling spirit through you, and you're guided. You're guided. So you don't have to feel like you're in it alone. And so it always has given me a sense of belonging, no matter what I'm doing in life. I mean, I might feel really comfortable on the dance floor, but I don't always feel as comfortable in a place where I have to speak. So my body can perform, but I never had to speak until more recently. So this is a new skill I'm having to master. And so I do get quite nervous. And so if I just sit into my alignment and I stretch, I don't feel alone in the process. Doesn't mean I don't still have butterflies, but sure. I'm not alone. I'm not alone in those butterflies.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. And you have many, many years ahead of you, so you can train lots of teachers to create a nice community, because this really sounds like the type of physical fitness method that's really for today's times, because more and more people are waking up and being more conscious in all different aspects of life, right? And in terms of the choices we make around the food we eat, around where we live, around what kinds of companies we support, as well as how we decide to take care of ourselves. And that this, as you mentioned before, this old kind of very tension-based strength training is so last century, right?
It really is. It's like we're going from the gladiator to the martial artist or the prima ballerina. You know, we're just right. Finding a new way to define strength. And if I'd say my mission is to redefine strength.
Beautiful. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you. I highly, highly, highly recommend everybody go to her website, bodylogos.com, especially to get that free gift, the How to Surrender Tension in 8 Minutes. I haven't downloaded it yet. I'm definitely going to sign up and get that because I could sure use it, especially during these times. We've got just like 60 seconds left. During these times when we're not, you know, most people aren't going to a gym and we're not exercising with machines and stuff anymore, what would you say to people to encourage them to still make like their own personal fitness a priority?
Yeah. I work with smaller dumbbells and Dynabands at home now. I train people one-on-one virtually. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm not working with the bigger, heavier weight in the gym right now. And what's really valuable about keeping up with your workout, even if it's less, it's still working with your posture. It's still strengthening your core. It's still... You're still operating from the belief that posture matters in how you show up in the world.
Right.
I mean, like you said earlier, it's like when somebody shows up with those square shoulders, I mean, how you walk into a room makes a difference in Absolutely. How you're received, and also makes a difference in how you feel to offer yourself.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful. Well said. Thank you so much, Tammy. I appreciate you and I appreciate what you do. Thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in today. If you like this episode, if you've enjoyed it, please share it with your friends. Let people know about it. Let's get the word out there and give Tammy some support in getting the word out there. And please stay tuned, because coming up next is Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage, followed later this evening with Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership. And of course, tomorrow, Friday, we have our whole 4-hour block of business shows, starting with Tommy, with Philanthropy and Focus, running all the way through till 2 p.m. with Joseph and his show, Wise Content Creates Wealth. And next week, more great shows in store for you. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you next week.
listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for the Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
Hey all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.